Today's meditation, July 18th, 2017. Eat and drink. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5 and 6. Jesus said, "Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." With that statement, he meant that you can eat in the Spirit. Remember, when referring to communion, Jesus said for us to eat his body and drink his blood. In studying, God revealed for me to tell his people they can eat and drink the fruit of the Spirit. For the context for which I am now speaking of, the fruit here represents a combined mixture of the Beatitudes and the nine fruit of the Spirit. The Beatitudes are actually what Jesus taught in the early part of his ministry on how the kingdom functions as conveyed in Matthew 5 and 6. Additionally, being filled with the fruit of the Spirit is God's manifested response to your yielded actions of hunger and thirst. You have to hunger and thirst for love, joy, and peace to flow into your life as they should and will flow with your continued desire. Henceforth, always know that the opposite can and will actively occur. If you do not thirst and hunger for the fruit of the Spirit, you will never be filled. This combined mixture of spiritual fruit will allow divine sap to flow into your life, producing a divine demeanor of lifestyle for you. These fruit will condition you properly in the Spirit, and once you have been properly conditioned, your conduct will change. Moreover, there is a certain way you will act moving forward so that no matter what pressure arises upon you, you will be able to stand whole, graceful, and refined from the spiritual conditioning of the fruit you have received.